This is the Shape America podcast, hosted by Colin Brooks
and Matt Pomeroy, making 50 million strong by 2029. Hi, and welcome to the Shape America podcast. I'm your host, Matt Pomeroy, standing in for Colin Brooks and Stephanie Sandino today. And we just got back from an amazing, amazing national convention in Shape Nashville. It was quite the experience, and we thought about just bringing a lot of different educators together in just kind of one chat group and just asking them to reflect on their experiences at Shape Nashville and kind of tell us some thoughts overall about the conference, some big takeaways and things that they were going to implement, and maybe even some ideas for suggestions for maybe Shape America and mixing it up for Shape Tampa, you know, for next time. But we're bringing you, this is part two of this series, and without further ado, we'll send it over to our first guest on the Reflections from Shape Nashville. Here we go.
This is Doug Hallberg. I teach at Mahanasin Central School District in Rotterdam, New York. Been teaching for 26 years, and I've attended all the conventions since Boston when the lights went out. That was through PEP Grant, and I've kind of been able to find different ways to get there ever since, this year with a great deal of help from Shape America. But as a whole, I need to say that I absolutely loved the conference. I thought it was amazing. I thought it had a very different feel and energy. And I got to be honest, I think a lot of that is the social media influence. It was so nice to be able to connect people, you know, put a face to the Twitter handle, and it got some of those awkward moments out of the way when you just meet someone and you already have an idea of what they're about. And I love the connection it helped us to make. The next thing that I really loved seeing was the Shape America leaders present and in the sessions, past leaders, present leaders. I had the privilege of having Dolly in my entire session Saturday morning at 7:30 a.m., and that was just amazing. And I loved the ability of those leaders to contribute to the session. Actually had Fran come into a session and stay the whole time, and I just love that. So I was also amazed, totally amazed, with the strength of our young leaders, Colin, Matt, Sarah, Naomi. I mean, when you see these amazing professionals, the future is bright for Shape America, and I just love what you're doing for our profession. It's an honor to know and work with all of you guys. Most of you know I'm a relationship guy, and I think that when people feel valued and supported, it lifts them up to places they never thought possible. And I got to be honest, I saw that all over the conference. Everybody there was just lifting people up and trying to support them and help them, and it was really a beautiful thing to watch. As far as what I took away, one of the things I loved was the emerging leaders presentation that was put together. I think it probably should be on a different day so you'd get more leaders, but I was really amazed with the Ed Camp style and feel it had to it, and the number of people that just showed up to try and help or give input. I thought that says a lot about our profession. I'd kind of love to see more of the Ed Camp idea, especially in lieu of some of even maybe the socials, because as I get older, I just can't hear at some of those places. I got to meet Captain Pete, and I couldn't hear what he was saying. I felt awful. But for me, you know, maybe there would be a time where you could pick a place to go, and it's an unscripted session, and you just meet with those people and connect and learn from each other in that regard. My last one would be suggestions. I think way too many conferences at 7:30 in the morning, you know, as has been echoed before. Maybe it's possible to offer some sessions twice, some of the more popular sessions. I think there was definitely some people that wanted to present and didn't get picked, and you know, we need to get some of those big presenters an opportunity. I wonder if it's possible to rotate shorter presentations and longer presentations throughout the day. I don't know if that's possible. That could be confusing, but like have a 50-minute session and then an hour session type of deal. I can say our toy session was 11:15 to 1:15, And, you know, that's tough right in the middle of lunch. So it was wonderful to have 2 hours. But I think, you know, if those 2 hours were 8 to 10, it might have a different effect than, say, 11:15 to 1:15 or 3:30 to 5:30. But as a whole, I thought the conference was amazing and it was an honor to be part of it.
Hey, everybody. Seth Martin, South Lake Tahoe. Overall vibe of the conference was amazing. I thought it was really good. I think a lot of the stuff going outside the sessions was just as cool as the stuff going on in. And I think it's just a great positive attitude. And I'm all about that at any conference I'm at. It just makes the conference so much better because when everyone's in a positive place and, you know, you can just feel it throughout whatever you do in that day and whatever goes on. Some of the big things that I thought were really great, I thought Sarah and Betsy did an amazing job with the Phys Ed Chop Challenge. I think it's just such a cool idea. And I think it's something that as professionals, gosh, we just need to do it all the time. Just get together with others, get a bunch of random stuff and figure out, okay, what can we do with this that would be purposeful, that would have a focus, that, you know, would actually be a good lesson. Because I think some of us are super comfortable throwing something together. Some of us, you know, we want things that we can do, but we aren't comfortable necessarily being the creators. And, you know, there's those of us who have the background knowledge to really strengthen any of those activities. I think combining the forces could just be amazing, just as a practice and as a, you know, as something to do that would show, you know, hey, you can, even if you have no equipment, you can make up a lesson. Even if you have weird equipment, you can make up a lesson. I always think about the equipment I have as Swiss Army equipment. And, you know, the more things I can use it for, the better. And if I can't really think of a lot of things I could use it for, I usually don't buy it. Because I never know when I'm going to have money and when I'm not. The other thing that I thought was great, the cricket session that I was a part of was pretty amazing. I kind of wandered into that one, but Wayne Schultz and Aaron and Christina are just amazing. It was really cool seeing the Australian kind of perspective and the constructivism that they're so comfortable with, and also how quickly and easily they can just bust out an inquiry question. And it's just second nature and they're quality questions. It's very impressive. And it definitely sets the bar of where I want to go with that kind of skill. And I think that there were some great things within that session. I saw a great game sense or game-based approaches session that connected to soccer that was laid out really well. Rich Wiles had a great session with that was kind of cultural game / teaching personal and social responsibility. I thought that was pretty cool, and I'll split this up. Now I got a Voxer file. So I agree with what was said about kind of the weird big gaps, like general session would end, and I felt like it was forever before the next session would be. And there were some little meetings in there and stuff, and I know at some point that'll impact me, just being a president-elect and things like that, that those meetings have to happen. And when you're in those meetings, you're always regretting missing sessions. So it's good for those people that they don't have to miss anything. But at the same time, it's tough for everybody else because you kind of start wandering and you can even end up, you know, wandering too far and then missing another session or, you know, there's a long line at a place to eat. And now all of a sudden you're not in a hurry and you're missing more. So I don't know. I don't know how that you can solve that, but it's definitely something that if that could be adjusted, that'd be great. Tuesday is brutal just because not because there's not anything. It's the opposite. There's so many awesome things that I wanted to see, but I couldn't. I couldn't see it all. So, you know, I missed the phys ed talks and I've missed the emerging leaders, which I really wanted to go to. And I just wish there was an opportunity or wish we could kind of spread those over the week instead of all on Tuesday. Because I think that's been kind of a pattern now for 2 years that Tuesday really has some amazing extended sessions. And I know extended sessions are tough to squeeze into a plan, but oh man, I really wish I could have seen some of those. I'm so thankful for those people who are sharing little videos and stuff of what was said, but it would have been awesome to have access, I think, to those. One of my big takeaways is definitely the constructivism approach. I actually did, as a way to assess the underhand toss with my K1s, we actually did the Angry Bird activity. So we just modified what was presented in the cricket session about leaving out a bunch of equipment, allowing students to create their own targets, and then letting them go and using that as an opportunity to assess. I knew the activity, but it just didn't click that I could sit there and assess, and I could even use, like, you know, Seesaw and use some video apps and stuff and, you know, show the kids what they're doing and talk to the kids about what they're doing. while they're playing a game and loving it. And it's been amazing. The kids were going so crazy this morning, and I played the Angry Bird song while they did it. But in the meantime, I'm able to walk around and really see where they're at in the process of learning. So I could see if they're autonomous, where they're actually able to start aiming at a target and doing that, or if they're still having to think through their underhand toss and they're just applying that toss to try and hit the target. So that's been a cool thing for me, and it's definitely something that I'm just going to keep building on. The other thing is I loved Mike Doyle's thing during the general session. That was awesome, just hearing about how his advocacy journey has gone and kind of what's been done in Minnesota to make that state so strong, because they have such great connections to the Department of Education, to their senators, to all those people, and it was built. It wasn't like, oh, you know, it's just, you know, they have special people in those positions. Obviously they do, because the person that came with him was amazing. But I want to do that in California as, you know, a coming in president, as a president-elect. I want to try to build that up. And I think one of the greatest points that I heard in that whole talk was the idea that, you know, you have to be able to advocate, not just that, you know, speak out in Washington, but also at your own capital. And I think it's a balance that is tough to do, but I also think we need many voices, and we need to have a far reach with those many voices. And I think they've done that so well, and it's something that I really want to bring to our state and build up better and have a strong team of people kind of leading the way.
Hey, this is Team Faux here. Specifically, I'm Mark Fulmer. Twitter handle is @CoachFaux. I teach in Calumet City at a middle school.
And I'm Becky Fulmer. I'm an instructional coach, K-8 in South Suburban Chicago.
Well, to get things started on some of my reflections, normally I have to pay my own way to get to a convention, but this year was a real nice surprise. I received funds from as a SHAPE Midwest District Middle School toy and as IAFER president-elect. So that's not the norm. So that was a real nice surprise for me. Also, I normally have to use personal and or sick days when I attend any kind of a convention. So this year really happened to be an anomaly. Every time I am around passionate and amazing HPE professionals, I just am in awe and inspired. And this convention was no different. I love the opportunity to network, and I think that many times that is where I actually learn the most. Couple of things. I was tied up with at this convention with presenting or attending meetings, and that's just due to my different leadership roles. And I only actually had the opportunity to attend one session. That was the middle school toys presentation. And that thing was fantastic. Everyone that was involved with that was just really great. And I had a lot of takeaways from that session. But the biggest thing for me from this SHAPE convention overall was the opportunity to see and learn more of just how the organization operates. Through the many meetings that I attended, I was exposed to a fantastic learning experience that I don't think or believe many attendees actually have the opportunity to experience. I realize how important a task it is for us to advocate, not only for the people outside of our profession, obviously parents and board members and that sort of thing, but also the importance of advocating within our organization to our other colleagues and professionals. A future concern or a question that I have that I might ask, how can we get more people involved and attending? We cannot allow for expenses of a convention to be a deterrent. I believe we have to explore all options to get as many people who want to attend a national convention the opportunity. Advocating within our own profession is becoming so apparent to me and is so vital for us to grow as an organization. And we need to be open to all. If we have 4,000 members attending, how can we get 2,000 more? The convention centers, to me, it seems as though the convention centers are large enough to handle those additional numbers. And I assume that convention rates are stable once you reach a certain number of attendees. So my thought process is, why not offer discounts to those who can't afford it or come from schools that can't help financially assist their teachers because they're in a low income area. The way my mind works is this would expose a whole new group to experience what I've had the pleasure of enjoying to do. And there is the potential to have such great impact that they will, in my mind, become SHAPE members for life, or at least throughout their professional career.
Okay, my turn. I saw a video the other day tweeted out that was Naomi's Phys Ed Talks. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend that because I was in the other amazing session of Emerging Leaders. But in that session, Naomi mentioned the following quote: "You don't understand the unabashed power of a community until you're part of one." That is my SHAPE Nashville in a nutshell. I can't even begin to thank all the people who I need to thank for accepting an outsider into your world and your community. The power of that community was felt throughout every single minute of my conference. As for my takeaways, the first is the recognition that experiencing this type of energy is something every teacher deserves and needs. In the district I retired from, through most of my career, we weren't allowed to go to an out-of-state conference. It even specified it in our contract. Admins, of course, went to out-of-state, but it was not allowed for teachers. And I taught in a very affluent area. The problems relating to getting teachers to quality professional engagement. I like using the word engagement because I think that engagement implies that you're doing something rather than the old professional development. And I think it's a really, really important a paradigm shift. But anyway, the problems related to getting teachers to quality professional engagement, which happens to be PE, kind of nice, exists in all areas of education, not just HPE. But the thing is, it seems more critical in HPE because every time we turn around, someone's pushing to reduce it or to do away with it altogether, and it's just such a battle. I don't know the answers to how to get more teachers to all of the quality opportunities out there, but we really have to make it a priority. We also have to figure out ways to increase the diversity of teachers, as well as to ensure that it's not just teachers from affluent districts that are able to attend the highest quality professional engagement available. Another one of my takeaways was that the HPE profession has so many great young people coming up the ranks. Specifically, I met and talked for an extended time with two young men, Tyler Gage from Hawaii and Andreas Gordos from Los Angeles, who were so amazingly engaging and enthusiastic about their teaching and what we do. It's just so cool to see these young people that, in addition to all the young folks Mark and I have been so fortunate to get to know already, it reminds me that I've only scratched the surface of the awesomeness that's out there. And we have to keep finding those folks and getting them more and more involved. My one suggestion for SHAPE would be this. I think it would be really cool to have a social media meetup location that's available throughout the conference. As Doug mentioned, the bars were a blast, but it was really, really tough to talk in them. It would be really great if there was a nice location with comfy seating, and perhaps with maybe you could have an area where you have, like in the case of SHAPE Tampa tweets running on a big screen in the background. And then we could have like various Twitter folks that all of us who are pretty active sign up to actually be at that location. And maybe it'd only be really like half hour segments. It wouldn't have to be long periods of time. But that way people could, A, meet someone that maybe they've been looking forward to meet and they'd know when they're going to be there. And then secondly, we might be able to get more people connected via Twitter. And we could even have directions for how you sign up for Twitter, how you participate in a chat, all those kind of things. Those could maybe be, you know, on a QR code. And I just think it would be an awesome way to really get even more people involved with Twitter and get that going. Lastly, the thank yous. Thank you so much to SHAPE and everyone who worked on an outstanding conference. Thank you to all who presented sessions, as I know I have many weeks of work ahead as I digest all that I've learned. Thank you to all who attended our sessions, and thank you to everyone I finally got to meet in person. It was truly awesome.
Hello, my name is Kimberly O'Hara Borowski, and I am a ninth grade health education teacher at Ocean View High School in Huntington Beach, California. I was just awarded the 2018 National Health Teacher of the Year. I am both humbled and honored to be recognized by Shape America for my accomplishments. I wouldn't be where I'm at today without the help of my Voxer Health Ed chat friends and my PLN on Twitter. How did I get funds for Shape America? My district is usually very supportive, although they do not like me going to the same exact conference every single year. This was actually my very first Shape America conference, which I was ecstatic to attend. I asked early in September and about once a week until they said yes. I call it the squeaky wheel method. Anyways, I also had my state organization offer to pay $1,000 towards my conference, which my district really liked that another organization was helping out. Shout out to Terry Drain in California. She did a Capered T-shirt fundraiser to support the three tours from Cali, which was awesome. So thank you. Being that I was also the Southwest District toy for Shape America, my registration was comped, which was very helpful. Overall thoughts on the conference. I love the enthusiasm. Who doesn't love Nashville? Great music scene and a great place to go out and connect after. I love the keynote speakers, Stephen Ritz. Phenomenal. To take an underserved school and transform it into a top performing school academically, social, emotionally reminds me of how essential to build and maintain those positive relationships with every single student in one's community. I love his positivity and passion for helping children, and I'm inspired to get my classes growing food in our community garden again. The most powerful connections I made were actually at the socials, where I was able to meet some of my Voxer Health Ed friends in real life. When you share out lessons and collaborate online throughout the years, it is awesome finally to meet face-to-face. I was able to meet some skills-based health ed friends for a very quick lunch on Wednesday, and that was also very powerful to actually finally meet face-to-face. Things that I regret or things that I learned was when I had finally put in and my district gave me the green light to go to the conference, I didn't realize there were a lot of valuable Tuesday pre-conference sessions, so I really regret not changing my flight and adding an extra day to my hotel. I missed out on a fantastic skills-based health education session with Holly Alperin and Sarah Benes. Or I would have also loved to present with Naomi Hartle's tech team like I did in California. So that was one thing that I wish I would have changed. Idea that I would love or... Actually, that's the next box. Feedback for the Shape America Conference Committee. Number one, amazing national conference. The music and networking scene was off the hook. I went out every night, and I definitely don't regret it. I'm definitely excited for Tampa and ready to deepen relationships and connections. And, yeah, totally excited for Florida. One thing for the SHAPE community, there was a skills-based health session and also the toy health session that conflicted. And, yeah, I was torn on which one to go to. Both of those are in high values, and I wanted to be there for both. So I was torn on that. I love the idea that's been thrown around in this podcast, that an idea of an ed camp, that would be awesome for health educators, or a skills-based ed camp or a demo slam would be super awesome.
Hi there, this is Kate Cox. I teach 4th through 8th grade physical education in Portola Valley, California. This year, I was fortunate to have my trip fully funded as a district teacher of the year. Shape America was gracious enough to comp our registration, and then my state organization, Capered, committed to contribute $1,000 to each toy that made it to the Shape level. And then part of our Cali crew here created a Send a Teacher website that sold T-shirts and sweatshirts to help raise funds and send the District Teachers of the Year onto the national level. Typically, though, I am fortunate enough to get funded through supportive grants that I write to both our school foundation and our parent-teacher organization. And I think a lot of that support, honestly, comes from some of the advocacy efforts that we have made that just try to ensure that our whole community, not only just our school, but the whole school community, the outside surrounding community, is aware of the great program we have and how that's a result of a lot of these professional development opportunities we've had to attend. Also, I just want to add, I think a little thank you note goes a long, long way. We're always very, we make sure to send a little thank you note to the PTO, the foundation, whoever sends us, whether it's our district or principal, that little thank you seems to go a long, long way. Shape Nashville was an amazing experience. I got to say, getting to know thousands of passionate, like-minded people who like to have fun just creates this palpable energy that pumps you up. I think, learning, playing, networking, all that stuff that happens at a Shape convention is just invaluable. Some big takeaways from Shape Nashville is just, gosh, there's a lot of amazing people doing fantastic things out there in the HPE field. And I just love to see it brought to life. You know, it's one thing to see it on Twitter, maybe here on a Vox, but somehow I feel like actually participating live in a session where you get to see, you hear, you do, you create just things together, that energy, it's just an unmatched learning opportunity. Having said that, though, I do think meeting and connecting face-to-face with my Twitter friends was probably one of the biggest, most incredible takeaways I've had. You know, I'm really big on connections, the power of relationships. I always am willing to help anyone, but the better I know someone, the farther I seem to go out of my way to help them. I was talking to my daughter the other day about show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Kind of came after a bad choice she made. And I was so happy when I got back to be able to turn that conversation around and say, you know, Here are my friends. I was surrounded by greatness. And as a result, I had this opportunity to create, to learn, to network. And all these great friends I've had lifted me up and afforded me the opportunity to be one of the district teachers of the year. If I was to make one suggestion to Shape for future conferences, it might be to have more social and networking opportunities, more chances to just play, maybe like organize walk and talks, open up the ballrooms with equipment available to play. You know, it could be at night, it could be during the quote lunchtime, maybe before. Something I'm thinking a little bit like the CHOP challenge, but more of an opportunity to actually play with friends, playing together, learning together. People tend to stay together. I know every summer I attend the elementary workshop in California, and they have evening socials where you go and play, you know, noodle hockey, go bowling, do various things. And it's at those that I've met people and have created bonds that seem to be lasting a lifetime. So one thought. And unrelated to the questions, but also part of the podcast in terms of the programming, the scheduling, I'm going to be offer a different perspective here. I don't envy anyone that has to do it. So many amazing sessions presented by so many fantastic people. I would love to see the EdCamp model where more people have a chance that maybe submitted weren't able to be selected. They might have an opportunity to still share, kind of like they do at the Demo Slam. But on the scheduling piece, thinking about burnout, thinking about processing, thinking about all of this, I just wonder maybe if Shape America intentionally created a lunchtime this year to allow people that time to actually take care of themselves, to go get some food, maybe to process what they had in the morning. I enjoyed actually at that time going out every day. I went out, found a different group of people to go eat lunch with, grab a bite. And at the lunch, you know, you're sitting there, you're talking and processing and networking and doing all those things. And also, it kind of occurred to me that perhaps, unrelated to the questions, but also part of the podcast in terms of the programming, the scheduling, I'm going to be offer a different perspective here. I don't envy anyone that has to do it. So many amazing sessions presented by so many fantastic people. I would love to see the EdCamp model where more people have a chance that maybe submitted weren't able to be selected. They might have an opportunity to still share, kind of like they do at the Demo Slam. But on the scheduling piece, thinking about burnout, thinking about processing, thinking about all of this, I just wonder maybe if Shape America intentionally created a lunchtime this year to allow people that time to actually take care of themselves, to go get some food, maybe to process what they had in the morning. I enjoyed actually at that time going out every day. I went out, found some different group of people to go eat lunch with, grab a bite, and at the lunch, you know, you're sitting there, you're talking and processing and networking and doing all those things. And also, it kind of occurred to me that perhaps, sorry, having Voxer thumb troubles here. It also occurred to me that potentially, you know, the people in this chat have been around a lot, a long time. They've been teaching, have attended, you know, various things, are very involved, not the new teacher. And in terms of the programming, what sessions are out there, I do think as a new teacher and even someone who's very seasoned, I do appreciate seeing a variety and seeing some of those activity sessions. I think it gives people the aha, it gives people ideas. So I would encourage Shape to keep those, but to continue and have those, have a variety. I love the idea of deepening, talking more about the challenges that we face and how we can overcome them, but also being mindful that, you know, just like we need to differentiate for our classes, being mindful of that and having different sessions available with different content and even almost at different levels. So there's a little something for everyone. As we know, we need to be sure we build up from the ground up and make sure the next generation of people coming up are excited and passionate and learn, and we're all moving forward on the same train.
All right, and that's a cap to another episode of the Shape America podcast. So again, thank you for joining in, hearing, learning those reflections from Shape Nashville, and sure was an amazing convention. And if you weren't able to go to Nashville, hopefully you can make it to Shape Tampa coming up 2019. We know that that will definitely be a great experience. So this podcast is done. Many more coming out for you. And we've got a couple of dance episodes to be published here towards the end of April, and a self-care episode to be published end of April, early May. So really important kind of topic to be talking about that time of the year. So we hope to give you lots of really good ideas how to take care of yourself as the school year comes to a close, or at any point in time throughout the school year. But yeah, thanks again for tuning in. And, you know, we appreciate all the feedback, the comments, the likes, the shares, you know, anything, just so more and more people can continue hearing about the Shape America podcast. And yeah, thanks again for tuning in. And that's it. I am signing off for both Colin and Stephanie, Matt Pomeroy. And yeah, thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Shape America podcast. Until next time, happy teaching.